Grace and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I have a feeling of great relaxation in these weeks. I have a few classes left to teach, and then I can go along with some of those who are going to their churches, accepting calls, or going vicars. And my professional service to the seminary, to the church, will be concluded. I'm 76 next September, and it has been a pleasure to serve the Lord and to see so many, to have shared the word with so many who have been here at the seminary in 26 years or for 25 years in the ministry before that. I was wondering what to make of this text that we have before us. An earthquake broke the prison open. I suppose that would indicate a kind of freedom. Or the other text suggested was one, a beautiful text and a meaningful text. Will you also go away? The Lord asks the disciples, and they say, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life. I chose a word which I am using at present in a church which I'm serving part-time for a series. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. It is a proverb which our Lord uses and makes the application, first of all, in the discussion of marriage. What God therefore has joined together, let not man put asunder. And it is indeed a well-used proverb, and we take it to heart and need to in these days very particularly. I recall reading this proverb in a sermon by Dr. Pfotenhauer, a former president of the Synod. He had been our pastor at Hamburg, Minnesota, before he became president. He used it in a sermon for installation and ordination in relation to the man who is coming to receive a call to accept and enter into his public service. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. It seemed shocking at first that this proverb could be taken out of its context and put into a different context, but then one allows the presidents of the nation to even create new words which go into the dictionary, so the president of synod should be allowed to make a new application of a proverb. And it's very fitting. The tie that is established between you and the congregation is one which God has established and which you should watch over very carefully. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. There are many ties established by God, according to which we live here on earth, and these let us heed properly. We are a confessional church, joined together by the grace of God in a confession, which we accept and confess. Let us praise God for such a confession and prize the bond of confession. God has joined us together in a confession. Let not man put this asunder. We have this since our baptism. We have it since our confirmation. You enter into it in your ordination or in your assignment, in your vicarage. It is a bond into which God has placed us together. The words are applicable also between parents and children. God gives children to their parents. And what God joins together, let not man put asunder. Children are not taken from their parents unless there is indeed grievous behavior. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. This is applicable to us also, and a truth that relates us to God. God has given other powers in this life, the powers that be, of which St. Paul says, ordained of God, government powers. Do we join those who refuse to pay their taxes? I will not report for draft. I do not accept the authority of this government. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. We are in many ties. We are then alumni. We have formed many ties in which perhaps we could say God has joined us together, but not under such a covenant, not under such, this is a matter of friendship. Marriage can be ended by death or by sin. We can move to another country and choose another government. We can accept a call and go to another congregation. Your friendships can continue wherever you are. And what God has joined together in friendship, let not man put asunder. Ties are not all of the same character, but they are precious. And so it is with those who have been together here for a while and perhaps will not meet again for 20 years or 40 years after. There are precious friendships which bloom occasionally when there is a convention or some other occasion brings you together. There too, let us remember this. Many friendships, many ties have been formed, which we pray God will keep us faithful to such ties, diligent to practice what is needed to practice to keep such ties strong, and to rejoice in the benefits, in the love that we there receive, in the strengthening in faith which God gives us in so many ways. It has been a pleasure to be here at the seminary and to know so many students. Perhaps approaching one-third of the ministry of the Missouri Synod. God be praised. Amen. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.